Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, Live Day. It is back, baby! And this time, you can join us again. Yep, we're welcoming you back November 18th at the Snoqualmie Casino.
Which is crazy. I just realized, I was talking with Castle about this, this is the first and only opportunity we're going to get to party with people to celebrate the 50th anniversary of KISW.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so you got to come down and party with us.
Yes, and that is part of the theme, the 50th anniversary, because, you know, the 50th anniversary is golden. You know we started in the 70s, so it's the theme of solid gold 70s. Oh, yeah. What did you love from the 70s? Or if you weren't alive, then what would you have loved to have been doing in the 70s? Well, you know what? Feel free to dress up as your favorite thing. You know I'm going to be doing it. I got a special thing planned, which will be totally what people would expect from me. And tickets are on sale right now, and you can choose from a variety of ticket options, man.
Are you going to be C-3PO?
You know what? That's the obvious choice.
Yeah,
you know,
to go from the 70s.
Yeah, to go from something in that universe. But, you know, even though it started in the 70s, it's still alive today. So I'm going to pick something that, you know, I mean, it is still alive today, but definitely was big in my lifetime in the 70s. It was definitely my thing. And
you're going to be John Holmes.
Whoa! Well, I mean, you know what?
He was big in the 70s.
He was. Yeah, he surely was. You want more info about Live Day? You want to get those tickets? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah!
So everybody scream his name. B. Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B. Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to be Tuesday, so let's turn down for turtles.
What? Yeah.
The turtle.
Yeah, we still got those turtle shirts out there, and it's still Tuesday, so, you know.
You know, since we're trying to use it as an opportunity to pimp shirts, since now we're trying to sell the hockey-inspired KSW shirts, maybe it's Ride the Cuddles?
Oh, I was thinking maybe...
Wow, Ride the Cuddles, okay. Rev is not digging.
No, how about Cuddles?
How about Turn Down for Tentacles?
In.
Because I hate Cuddles. Cuddles is dumb, and I'm mad about it.
Oh, you're mad?
I am
then
mad.
I'm not going to look at my current tweet.
Oh, my goodness. I'll look at that later.
I am very surprised that Rev... I thought Rev out of everybody would be okay with Cuddles since he's, you know, I can has cheeseburger.
Exactly.
No, that's the Philly Flyers who just destroyed us yesterday mocking our team openly.
Oh, so
I'm not down with that.
Wow. They how dare they?
How dare they?
If the Kraken themselves called our mascot to be Cuddles, then you'd be okay with it, but not in a mocking fashion like those brotherly lovers did.
I would learn to love it, but
so even if they called it Cuddles and nothing happened with Gritty, Yeah, Steve and I think, are just surprised because you look like the kind of guy that would go, that's a great nickname for a mascot.
It's kind of like Bodie McBoatface. It's kind of that same, like, you know how like those kind of stupid internet meme things that become something.
Like
Cuddles the Kraken. If they obviously. They got to make a better costume. If they make it like full on high
maybe
production,
that's what causes me so much distress with that one.
Yeah, you get that Jerry Bruckheimer money behind the costume.
Oh,
forget
yeah.
about it.
Forget
oh,
about it.
Lasers.
It better shoot lasers. If it's called Cuddles, it needs to shoot lasers
and
at least.
T-shirts.
What? One of the tentacles is a t-shirt cannon.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen when the Flyers come to Climate Pledge? Are we going to have a revenge video where our mascot, gets some gritty, you know, whatever guy we get dressed up
in? Rhymes with Gritty, the mascot.
It's a
poop emoji.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I love this plan.
I do like that. All right. Let's get to our game here. We've got Jason at Olympia to take on Steve. Jason, are you there?
I am.
All right. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Good night.
For those playing at home, Jason will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jason, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which former late-night talk show host wrote The Simpsons episode Marge versus the Monorail?
Conan O'Brien.
Yes. Which planet is also known as the Red Planet?
Mars.
Yes. Whom did David Duchovny play on The X-Files?
Bob's mother.
Yes. The first generation iPod came out in what early 2000s year?
2001.
Yes. The concept of gravity was discovered by which famous physicist?
Pass.
How many teeth does the typical adult human have?
36.
No.
42.
What was that?
42.
No.
32.
Yes. In which part of the shrimp's body is its heart located?
Its head.
Yes. After Neil Armstrong, who is the next person to land on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
Yes. Beginning with A, what is the real first name of Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Adam.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Ooh, this is going to be a close one.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think Steve might get some that Jason didn't get.
And just kind of surprise everybody with some of those other ones.
You know, Steve always pulls things out of places that
he
you
does.
Like, wow.
He's yeah. very good at that. I just want to apologize to the Rev.
Did you really?
I unintentionally released the Kraken.
That's nice.
Wow, really? Shots fired, buddy.
I didn't mean it.
If it's bad in there, I mean,
that door's heavy, and I was holding it, and as I pulled the door, it let go.
I would hate to be mad at you about that, but I've literally done the exact same thing before.
Right.
These are 400-pound doors.
Right, so when you pull on them, you really can't hold things.
No.
It's not Cuddles.
No.
Okay.
I released the butt Kraken.
Gotcha.
I hate you, but
fine. Sorry.
At least you apologized.
Yeah, I didn't like leave it there for you and be like,
surprise!
I don't know what you're talking about. Vicky went in there too.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I guess.
Yes. Which former late night talk show host wrote The Simpsons episode Marge versus the Monorail?
It has to be Conan O'Brien.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Which planet is also known as the Red Planet?
I'm going to go with Uranus.
No.
Woo! It's yours.
The brown planet, of course.
Saturn?
No.
Jupiter?
No.
Venus?
No.
Oh.
Whom did David Duchovny play on X-Files? On the X-Files.
Mulder.
Yes. The first generation iPod came out in what early 2000s year?
2000.
No.
2001.
Yes. The concept of gravity was discovered by which famous physicist?
I'll go Einstein.
No.
Edison.
No.
Okay. I don't know if he's a physicist.
He's not.
Marx.
Marx, no. Yes. How many teeth does the typical adult human have?
32.
Yes. In which part of the shrimp's body is its heart located?
In its butt.
No.
Yours is.
Head.
Yes. Okay. After Neil Armstrong, who was the next person to land on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
Yes. Beginning with A, what is the real first name of Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Anthony.
Yes. On a standard computer keyboard, which number shares a spot with the percent sign?
5?
Wow, yes. And
what?
Steve, you win 8-7.
Yes. Yeah, I told you.
Squeaked that out.
Yeah,
totally. Among other things today.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jason. Good game.
He broke my undefeated streak.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
Well, now Steve's super pumped up.
What a comeback.
No best around.
I'm the best
around.
the red planet, which Jason did. The red planet is Mars because it looks red.
Damn it. I was going to guess Mars.
But then you didn't.
And my stupid brain goes, oh, it's a moon, Steve. Don't guess that.
Yeah. It is amazing Steve really doesn't know anything about the planets because...
It's not a moon, that's for
sure. Yeah, it's not a moon.
No, I know it's not, but my brain was trying to tell me that.
Wow. Who was the famous physicist that discovered the concept of gravity?
Is that Newton?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yeah, the whole apple fell on his head and all that sorts of stuff like that.
Oh, Fig Newton. Gotta love that guy.
I love Fig Newtons. Congratulations on your win, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job, Steve. Yesterday, we heard about that waitress that pulled a gun on a customer all because of cheese eggs. Well, you know, we know that's crazy, but is that the craziest thing that someone has done at work? Oh, we will talk about that at 7:19 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Yesterday during the Migs Report, we talked about this dude named Candy, who was a customer at a Waffle House in downtown Atlanta, and a waitress pulled a gun on him after he asked for cheesy eggs. Apparently, she messed up his order a couple times, and here's Candy talking about it.
That's not, I don't have no cheeses. They got my cheeses wrong. First, they didn't bring them to me. Then they brought me some normal eggs. I said, well, I had cheese on. You know, I tipped them and everything. It all was just a normal dispute over food. I would never in a million years think that it'd come to gun violence.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you just think they'd come back with the cheese eggs.
Yeah.
We were talking about yesterday. Of all things, like the last thing I would think, I'm going to grab a gun and I'm going to tell this guy, you just eat the eggs how I give them to you.
Yeah. Or you know, do like any other restaurant worker would do and like put something in his eggs. You know, like that's
you know what?
Else. You know, that's but, what it, usually what happens.
It wouldn't have had this fun story then of a person pulling a gun on somebody over cheese eggs. Which delicious right now.
Here's Candy talking about how other people witnessed her carrying the gun before he did.
And I see people just running, you know. So that's when I look up, and she had the gun at me like this. Then I was like, you tripping. You ain't finna do nothing. And she cocked it back. So I'm like, well, maybe she is finna do something. She was like, she'll blow my brains out.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, when he pointed, like, she's like straight up like out of a television or a movie with the gun pointed at someone's head kind of a scene.
Wow.
Again, over cheese eggs.
Yeah. And you know what? It just goes to show you the different types of people. Because Candy is, you know, I don't know how bothered he is by it, but, you know, he seems like he's not super bothered by it. And I would be massively traumatized. I wouldn't be laughing about it. I wouldn't be that calm about it. I'd be like, oh, man, I probably would have soiled myself.
I read somewhere that he's been shot before, so he kind of already knows what it's all about.
Was it because someone got his order wrong?
That did not appear on the story, but I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
Yeah, BJ, your interview with the news reporter would be way different. Like they'd have to hit a couple of bleep buttons, I'd imagine.
Oh, they really would. I'd be like, lock that woman up. Yeah. Oh man, and that would be the kindest thing I would say probably in that moment. Wow. But Candy, well, you know what?
Imagine being her coworker. I mean, Candy, where you go? Oh, Candy's not happy. I mean, not Candy, waitress. I don't know what her name is. Yeah. Oh, wait, wasn't it like Angelica or Angelique?
Angelic.
Well, where you go?
Yeah, Angelic, by the way, I don't think that's how an angel gets their wings, by packing heat and pulling them on the
Why are you going to your locker? Uh-oh. Why do you have a gun, Angelic?
Wow. Yeah.
This guy wants his cheese eggs.
Damn. Wow.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So a Waffle House waitress pulled a gun on a man because she kept getting his order wrong. Based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe my coworker once did blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I can't believe my coworker once did blank. We got your calls. We got your texts after Pearl Jam on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A Waffle House waitress pulled a gun on a man because she kept getting his order wrong. So she was getting his order wrong, and she decided, you know what, the only answer to this is to pull a gun on you, sir. Based on this, we wanted to finish this sentence. I can't believe my coworker once did blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Justin in Ferndale. Justin, you are on the Rock.
Release the cuddles.
Yes, boo! Release the cuddles.
Hang Come on, crack it, make it happen.
You know, you'd think of all the people on the show, like I would be the one hating that name, but it's Rev, who's like Cuddle McGee over there. I don't.
Right? I am not Cuddle McGee. Get away from me.
Yeah. So what you got for us, Justin?
So at one of my first welding jobs in Everett, one of my coworkers, his wife was going into labor, and our parking situation was kind of bad, so we had to park behind each other and all that. Well, my one coworker, Vasily, wouldn't move his car. So Adam went over and grabbed the forklift, picked up his car, and put it in the dumpster, and then left to go for his wife for labor.
Okay, so let me be clear. You had a coworker that would not move his vehicle so that the other dude could get out to go get his wife at the hospital and be there with the baby. Really? He was that much of a douche?
Correct. Well, why Alex got a don't use the forklift for that purpose, and then Vasily got written up.
Oh, that's fantastic. So the dude whose car ended up in the dumpster was the one that got written up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, at some point, you can't be that douche of a guy. I mean, come on. I love that car. I wish I could see a picture of that car in a dumpster.
I have them on my old phone. I'll try to see if I can find it. But, yeah, it's pretty great.
Oh, yeah. If you can find it, send that to us, man. That would be awesome. I mean, car in a dumpster? That's epic.
Wow. This one kind of related in a sense because they said something about having a kid. This person said, co-worker gave birth in the women's bathroom. Whoa. I walked into massive screaming. I said, sup. Walked out and took the rest of the day off. LOL.
You took the rest of the day off?
I think she, because walked out.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Otherwise, the dude walked into the bathroom and was like, sup?
Well, like, I mean, if someone's screaming, you kind of want to check to make sure no one's getting killed, right? So you might walk in.
I hope there's someone helping that person also give birth.
She's like, just by herself. He's like, sup, I'm out.
Just waving as a baby's popping out. Hi, baby. How you doing?
I love that they had to take the rest of the day off, as opposed to the mom, right? Who probably could use, like, the rest of the week off.
I'd imagine the mom got the rest of the week off after that. I could be wrong.
What kind of coworker walks in, sees that? Yeah, I'm going to need to take the rest of the day off.
That's a weird visual to walk in on, depending on what the perspective was.
Yeah. I bet he was on, like, bathroom duty that day, and he's like, nope, out.
How come we're just assuming it's a guy? It could be a girl.
Yeah. I mean, that too.
I mean, I think...
like you said, makes more sense if they're just walking into the bathroom. I know.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
But when I hear someone say, sup?
Yeah, let's be honest. I mean, I feel like Vicky has a point. I feel like the average woman would go help a woman who is giving birth. And the average guy would be like, I want nothing to do with this. So
not my problem.
I might have to side with Vicky. I'm going to say, you know what? I might think this was a dude that was like, I'm out. You know, like he opened the door, probably like, what is going on in there?
What if there's a team of people helping out? You know, we don't have too many cooks in the kitchen.
Oh, I see. So she's got the whole crew. They're just doing it in the bathroom. Okay.
Not wrong.
And again, that's all going on. But the person that had nothing to do with any of it said, I need the rest of the day off.
I'd take an early lunch at least. Yeah. Or so awesome. A coffee break. I don't know if I'm ready to eat.
Right.
But I definitely need a minute to just kind of get away from this whole thing.
Yeah, but if you're going to, if you're getting a coffee though, Steve, you got to get a scone, right? You got to get one of those Starbucks vanilla scones. I mean, you might as well get them just in case. Okay, you have an appetite.
I'm a blueberry muffin kind of guy when it comes to Starbucks treats there,
BJ. All right. You know what? I'm not going to argue with the blue. I'm not going to argue with that. That's a tasty treat too. So just, you know, we're looking for basically.
Sup.
We're looking for like, what the hell did my coworker just do stories? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish the sentence. I can't believe my coworker once did blank.
So it says, I walked in. My coworker was boning another coworker. I came to work after hours as I left my phone behind. Walked in on them doing it in the conference room. Best part?
Whoa.
She was the HR director. She left a couple of months afterwards. Part of me wonders if she left because I knew. Well, she knew that I knew. LOL. Yeah. I bet. Yeah. She's probably like, well, I can't fire this guy. He saw me doing his coworker.
That's too bad because I would think like I would always have, like, I'm always great. Like, there's never going to be a problem. Once I get called into HR, I immediately go, so we're done here, right?
Right. You really don't have a problem with me, right? We're good.
Yeah.
That raise.
Yeah.
I saw you raise your butt. Yeah. It's time for you to raise my salary.
Wow, there we go.
No?
Vicky's worked in a restaurant, so I'm wondering, Vicky, what's the wildest thing you have seen your coworker do?
Funny enough, this is when I was like 18 years old, so I feel like if it would have happened recently, I would have had a different approach to it. But I remember I worked with this girl. I had gone to high school with her, and she was nice enough, but she was a mess. Her personal life was a mess to the point where her boyfriend cheated on her, so she decided to cheat on him with his brother.
Oh, nice.
He then comes into the restaurant while we're working and proceeds to get into a loud fight with her in front of all the customers, and she's trying to go back. She's serving tables, crying. He's still yelling at the front, and I'm looking at my boss. I'm like, I'm an 18-year-old girl. Like, I'm not, what am I going to do with this dude? Like, you need to take care of this. And he was looking at me like, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, you're the boss.
Do get boss
guy,
stuff.
Get this guy out of here. You're allowed to kick stuff. Him out. I'm like, I'm a little girl. You're a grown man. Come on. Oh, man, it was bad. That guy was just loud. And she was always coming in after a fight, crying. And it was just...
That's my new favorite restaurant. I feel like dinner in a show.
Yeah. Right? Oh,
or breakfast in a show, man. That's one way to wake up.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude. I mean, just imagine somebody watching, you cheated on me with my brother? I mean, that's a popcorn moment. You're like, all right, I am,
Hold on a second. I need some popcorn. I don't know if we have some in the back. I'm going to use some ASAP.
Yeah. That's why the manager's
some
like,
shots.
It's like, Vicky, I'm not kicking this guy out. We're probably going to get a great reputation. People go, you never know what's going to happen. Good food plus the drama.
Dude, the one that pops in my head, it involved a coworker, but the coworker was already gone by the time I found out about this because it was an old boss and they got let go. And this is back in the days when I was working in radio and money was a lot like spent on ridiculous stuff, including company cell phones. Like they would give you, certain people would get a free cell phone.
Those were the days.
And they would hook you up with, it was like the old Palm Pilot Trios. Remember those, BJ?
Oh, those were fancy. Fantastic. Yeah,
those were like, you were balling when you had one of those.
Yeah, you had one of them. You were a special person if you had the Palm Pilot Trio.
So they ended up saying, we have an extra phone for you, Steve, and we'll give it to you. And it was this guy's who was let go. And so I'm like, awesome, I get a free phone. This is incredible. I was like feeling like, this is amazing. So they gave me the phone. Well, I couldn't believe he didn't bother to erase everything off of the phone before he handed it back.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Because out of pure curiosity, of course, like you see it, there's texts and things like that still on there. I'm just like, clicked on one, just bored on the crapper, kind of like I need something to read thing. Full on drug transactions. Like he was.
Whoa.
I mean, this is full on text exchange with a guy where he's buying coke. And it wasn't like he was doing it in a very subtle way. It was more like, I need an 8-ball. Can I see you tonight? I'm like, damn, now I get why the mood swings were there.
Wow, yeah.
That just sparked a memory. You did that with me. You gave me an old phone and you forgot to erase stuff. There was nothing bad on it. I didn't even look. I was like, if he's doing something bad, I don't want to know.
I never got that coke I told you to get me.
Right.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
I forgot you gave me one of your old phones and it's like, oh, there's stuff on here.
And I thought I deleted everything because I went through the process, but I didn't delete any of the pictures. I guess that was another part of the process I didn't realize. And I don't keep any weird. I think it's like a billion pictures of my dog and maybe of me and my girlfriend.
Oh, no.
That wife.
You know what exactly was on Steve's phone back then. I need a 20-piece nugget pack. Can you get me one tonight, right now?
Meet me behind my house with the 20-packer.
Come on. Yeah. Don't let my girlfriend see this.
And don't
forget
the sweet and sour.
But I just remember reading that thing and just being like, my God. And it was like multiple texts.
Yeah, and I think I know who that person is you're talking about.
It wasn't a radio on-air person.
It wasn't?
No,
it
was not an on-air person. It was an actual boss.
Yes. Well, I think I know. Then I do think I know who you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure you do. I just didn't want, like, I didn't want people to put, like, because some people might want to try to put two and two together and think it's somebody that it's not.
Yeah, yeah, it's not anybody on air. You're absolutely right. This was just a... this was just another delightful individual who, I am so happy. Because I don't think they're in our business
anymore. No, they're not.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be in our business anymore. I do
He
remember.
Had massive mood swings.
Yeah.
And it all, like, it finally, like, I got resolution to why. Because I was like, why is he so pissed off?
It's it makes sense. Steve, I'll tell you, I mean, the amount of people that, because again, when you're talking the 80s, 90s, and even 2000s, the early 2000s, the amount of people who were management in this industry of ours who, probably had similar texts on their phone is ridiculous. I mean, and having to deal with them, you're like, wow, one day it's like this and the next day it's like the Hulk. What the hell?
Yeah.
And of course, that's the explanation. It's like, oh, you're on a substance and it's so wonderful to be managed by you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's just wonderful. We got a family's house that was accidentally sold for only $236. How so? Well, you're going to hear from him at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.